It's time for another episode of Marketing Pains, the podcast about marketing for window treatment and awning companies. Learn what your colleagues are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what tools you can use to expand your own business. Enjoy the view as window treatment marketing pros owner Will Hanke talks with industry experts, digging into their marketing successes, learning how they're attracting more customers, and getting you thinking about ways to marketing your own company.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode number 2 of Marketing Pains. My name is Will Hanke. Excited to have you here today. Excited for my first guest. Her name is Melissa Hammond. She's the lead designer and fabricator for Riviera Decor and Riviera Outdoor Decor. Riviera Decor has been in business 15 years, is located in Corpus Christi, Texas, also known as the Texas Riviera. They specialize in high-end window treatment designs, fabrication and custom home decor, and high-end outdoor decor for luxury homes located along the Texas Gulf Coast. Now, I'm excited about Melissa because she is someone to know in the window treatment industry. She's the winner of the 2018 and 2019 International Window Coverings Expo Design and Workroom Competition. She has a lot of good credentials to her name. She knows what she's talking about. And when we get into talking to her today about her business, it's interesting to hear how much research she does around every potential new client that she has, where her number one source of leads is coming from, and what book has really changed the course of her business in a very positive way. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Melissa Hammond, how are you?
Quite well. Thank you, Will. I'm trying to get used to the headset, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. So let's just jump right in. Why don't you go ahead and tell me the 2-minute version of about your business?
Okay, I'll try to keep it down to 2 minutes. Mentioned previously, my name is Melissa Hammond. I reside in my business is in Corpus Christi, Texas, more specifically South Padre Island Drive. And if that sounds South Padre Island, let me say that. If it sounds familiar to you, it is the spring break capital of the world. We are very much a coastal area, a destination area. This is an area that if you have to plan to come to. It is a resort area. I own Riviera Decor, and I have a niche business, Riviera Outdoor Decor as well. We have specialized where the market has driven us, and that is to high-end custom home decor for the home. If you've heard that things are bigger in Texas, they really are. And that includes our windows. We do a lot of shutters, but we also do a lot of custom window coverings and soft furnishings. And we do a lot of business for the outdoor decor. We're very innovative in that area as well. And I guess that's pretty much us. 15 years in the business, and it has been just wonderful. I've really enjoyed it. I've had some ups and downs in the business, and I've learned a lot along the way as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I guess for your geographic location, you're probably doing a lot of things related to the sun, right? Solar shades, those sort of things, more than we would do in the Midwest, I guess.
Correct. Heat is a big factor here. Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. So how did you get started in your business?
It's funny. I would say this business, you know, I didn't choose this business, but this business kind of chose me. We're a coastal area, and we had a home out on the water. And so our backyard was very visible. At that time, I've had kind of a diverse background, and it's funny because it all led me to where I am right now. I've worked for Estee Lauder. I've learned how to sell, and also an operations manager for a bank. And at the end of my career, after I put myself through school, I was a school psychologist. I have 4 children. And at that time, my husband was traveling. He was traveling a lot. So I stayed home with our 4 kids, and I became, they kept me busy, but I became very bored, we'll say.
Yeah.
But so I just started doing outdoor furnishings. And from there, it was just, the doorbell was ringing and people were coming and they wanted for me to do for their home. And when they came inside, they also saw what I did on the inside. So from there, the business just grew. And I decided if I was going to do this, I was going to do this very well. In our area, it's a population of about 500,000. So, you know, you've got to hit it well coming out of the batting cage.
Yeah.
And so I went to the custom home furnishings and I learned how to sew there and I learned how to do it very well. I came home and practiced and I was in a business before I knew it. So wow. it was nice.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
So there are three main pillars that we always talk about in a successful, I guess you could say, marketing campaign. There's the market, the message, and the media. So let's talk a little bit about those.
Okay.
So when it comes to your market or the who is your ideal customer or your target market?
It's funny. When I started out in this business, I thought I knew my ideal customer very well. This is an area that I was raised in and stayed, but I went through a business plan very intensely, and I studied my ideal customer quite well. In a resort area, you will have both ends of the extreme. You will have the very wealthy, and then you'll have the people just kind of coming along. And I found from doing an in-depth analysis of my ideal customer, I found that the home values in our area will begin at $350,000. I generally will have dual incomes, and I'm looking at this historically right now for where my business plan did turn out the way I was hoping it would. they have dual incomes. They will be in a home longer than 5 years. And in our area, it's a destination area, but it's pretty much nationwide that people move within 5 years. But I look for homes and for people that will be in there longer than 5 years. And in the state of Texas where I reside, I can research that pretty well online to find out I'm getting the ideal client that I want. I know people say, and again, I'm looking at this from the angle of high-end custom home furnishings and shutters and whatnot.
Right.
They say interview your, you know, screen them. I can only get three questions out of them for them to answer. The rest of it, I have to research my client online. So in the state of Texas, I can do that. I can figure out how much equity they have in their home, roughly how long they've been there. And that gives me an idea, is this my ideal client? But anyhow, moving along, generally my client is very active in the community. Status symbols are very important to them. They have, like I said, a large equity in their home and they contract home decor. And when they do that, they look for leaders in the community. And so there are certain things that have helped me along the way. The Facebook group, Soft Furnishings and Upholstery Group, has helped me as well. So they look for people that they know are going to provide the services for them that they want. Okay. So that's kind of my avatar, my ideal client.
Yeah. I love that you're using the word avatar and that you know who your target audience is specifically.
Well, you do.
I think a lot of business owners will have that in their head and I know who I'm going after, but they don't have it so specific, but it's very important to have that.
You're not kidding. Yes.
I also love that you have status in there. I think that's one of the things we do when we're building Facebook ads. One of the things that one of the points that we'll go after is status and talk to, you can look better than your neighbors, or I mean, we wouldn't be that obvious, but there are things that you can put in an ad that are status based, and that's very important. So it's interesting you mentioned that.
Thank you. Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on to the message or the what you're saying. What is your kind of unique selling proposition? How do you position yourself in the eyes of those customers?
Well, first of all, and I think it's something we have to do and I know this isn't a popular saying, but it is true. First of all, we are marketers with a business. And what that is we have to find a pain point to solve for our client.
Right.
And that's just the hallmark of custom home decor. That's the beauty. And that's why they're coming to us. They have a pain point that they want to solve or that they need us for. And generally speaking, in our community, and I think this goes to anywhere else, you know, you're not going to find what you need in the homes that we're targeting in a ready-made market. So it is custom. and they are large windows. We have windstorm requirements. So we have a very diverse set of window configurations that we have to design for. So getting to that, our unique selling point is, first of all, we are expertly trained. Like I said, I started off at the Custom Home Furnishings Academy, and I learned the high-end techniques, and not just the high-end techniques. I learned which high-end technique to apply in each situation. And that shows in the products that we do. Also, you know, I have an engineer on board that helps me figure out the very difficult things. And so we're very innovative. And that comes up in the awards that we won with IWCE and all that. And so they do turn to us for that. That's another unique selling point. And also we're award-winning. That has helped a lot. Mostly we sell a lot of problems, and we go through an extensive renderings for them at different price points. That way the customer can select what brings them the most value. So.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank
cool.
you.
Okay. Well, now that we know a little bit about your customers and how your unique position is, let's talk about what I consider the sexy stuff, or the media.
Okay. Right?
The marketing stuff, what I'm all about.
Okay. So, yes.
So what kind of marketing do you currently do for Riviera?
For Riviera Decor, what brings us the most leads is that website, you know. And from there, we analyze the website quite a bit. It does not do you any good to have a website up there and neglect it, not see what is bringing customers to your website, why it's bringing them to your website, why are they staying on your website, and why are they leaving? You did an excellent webinar on that really hit it home for a lot of us. So I do look at that website, and I do study the analytics, and quite often I do it daily, and then I summarize it one day a week. And I think we have to look at this because the market is really driving our industry a lot different. So I look at the website. That's been the biggest lead generator. I also do a lot of show homes. You know, when okay. a custom home furnishing is well crafted, it will stand out. So people just kind of ooh and aah at that. So I do a lot of the show homes. I have been very blessed in this area that I can use a lot of the local media. And I've been featured a lot in the Sunday homes. And there's a photographer here that's very good, and he just loves our home decor. So we've been very blessed to know him. And
wow. So some relationships are really kind of helping you out, I guess.
Exactly. And I have networked that. I go to a lot of social networking.
Okay.
I'm a member of two Chamber of Commerces. How much do you want me to go on? It's always a work in process.
Yeah. No, that's the kind of stuff I'd like to learn. And especially some of the offline. I mean, we know the online stuff is working well, and that's one conversation. But there's offline things you have to do to still fuel, you know, the entire
business. Exactly. Exactly. And too, you know, it's learning. And I work the social media a lot right now. I'm trying to get on a local TV program called Coastal Living, and they're okay. screening me for that right now. So you just kind of learn to make your way. And I know even when I return home from conferences, you know, I'll ask for a write up in the local paper. I even get that. So it's learning how to market all that and market your unique selling point.
Okay. So you've kind of taken the role also of a PR person, I guess, for your own business as well.
Yes, it is. Yes, I have. But I'll also say I'm scaling the business, and I'm to a point I need to hand it over to somebody else. I can't wear that many hats.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. We're getting ready to publish a story about adding on a PR person to your business. So that'll be coming out pretty soon. But pretty interesting. So what about other offline techniques, yellow pages, radio, TV, billboards?
The yellow pages don't really work for me in this area. They, most of our people, and this even includes our elderly clients, it is through the, it is through networking. It is through the website and stuff. You know, I do agree that word of mouth, you have got to have a good reputation. You have got to maintain a good reputation.
Yeah.
That's helpful. But as well as that, that's a pipeline that can dry up very easily. So we keep it constantly through the website, We keep our name in the paper. Sometimes it can be very expensive, so I look for the low cost ones at this point. Specialized magazines and sure. stuff. So okay. it's just a lot of things that come together, and most of all the show homes. I am at the show homes. I've worked really well with the builder, and he's really liked our company, and we network through a lot of the show homes.
You're listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast. We'll be right back after this break.
This episode of Marketing Pains is sponsored and underwritten by my own company, Window Treatment Marketing Pros. First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I hope that you're gaining some knowledge, tidbits, good information that will help your business grow. Window Treatment Marketing Pros is the only digital marketing company that works specifically with window treatment and awning companies around the U.S. We handle entire digital marketing campaigns from website design to SEO and more. With over 23 years of experience in the digital marketing arena, we can help your business get more website traffic, leads, and phone calls. We work with businesses that are experiencing significant growth or businesses that want to experience significant growth, and we have plans to fit most of those companies. If you're ready to invest in your business, you want the phone to ring more, and you have the resources to handle that growth, please schedule a short discovery call with me at wtmarketingpros.com/strategy. I'd love the opportunity to talk with you about your business, your vision for the future, and your ultimate goals for your company. Schedule that today, and I look forward to meeting you. In the meantime, back to today's episode. When it comes to your website, you guys doing SEO? You mentioned social media already. Are you doing any paid ads, you know, like Google AdWords, anything like that?
That I don't. Now, we do a lot of SEO. Okay. And one thing I have learned is that when you learn to scale your business and market your business, you better get ready, because 3 months later, the crest of the wave comes and it'll keep you very busy. Yeah. It's hard to come back to it when you get that busy. So you really need to get in some help right away. Anyhow, we do work a lot on the SEO. We do work a lot on the keywords that we know are going to drive our customers to our website. I think that's something you have to study. You can't just leave it up to your website developer. You have to know your ideal client, your community. You have to, or even if you want to go beyond your community, you've got to know what they look for and what kind of content they look for as well.
Yeah, so, certainly. Yeah,
we spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. And a lot of web developers don't necessarily understand the SEO side of things too. They can make something really pretty, but don't necessarily know the technical side of it. I'm the opposite. You do not want me to design anything. You know, that's why I have people on my staff to do it. But if you want me to tell you about the ones and zeros, I'm all over it, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So what marketing efforts are driving the most leads? I think you already answered this, your website, I guess.
The website. Yes, that for is sure. correct.
Okay. You also mentioned a Facebook group that you have. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
It's really interesting. We had someone start the, it is the custom home. It's the soft furnishings and upholstery page.
Okay.
And there's a lot that goes on in it. It first started out as Women of the Workroom, and I did change the name to something more professional. Some people agreed with it and some people didn't. That's just the nature of the beast when you deal with almost 1,300 people.
Yeah.
But on there, we have seen how it originally started with it started with another lady who turned it on over to me. And you do see a lot of industry topics coming up there. I think a lot of it's on the East Coast, you know. Obviously, I'm Southwest, but I am coastal Southwest, which is a very different area. And I have to really work very hard for my marketing, but now it pays off. But we do bring up a lot of things on the industry. What I see right now, there's even a post going on it right now, is that there we're seeing where, as an industry, we were kind of the interior designer's secret. And now it's coming. And what I love about social media, the internet and all that, and we're learning how to expand on that, is that it makes it a level playing field now for all the small businesses. Right. I mean, my business exploded when I could move past just the certain confines of the area that I was in with the Interior Design Society. And so we're seeing now as the industry is growing and developing in that area and basically embracing that change, you know. So you'll see a lot of that come on there. You'll see a lot of things, how they're different throughout the nation and everything. So.
Okay. Okay. And is this a private group? How do people get into it that might be listening?
It is a private group. I asked three questions, and because we do talk a lot about industry secrets and stuff like that, or industry techniques and everything, techniques that we have paid an awful lot for, either through the custom home furnishings or through currently right now Workroom Tech or any of those. We kind of like to keep it to our group. So we want to show that, you know, number one, you own a workroom. And I understand some businesses are just starting out. So maybe a website's not going right now, but we look for a website, a Facebook group that's active. We can see your work, or we look to see your business registered in the state that you're in. So we look for those three things. As with any kind of group of people, you got to have some guidelines of behavior. So everybody's on the same song, same note. So they've got to agree to the guidelines in the about section. So those things are what we're looking for.
Okay. Well, it's good that you do due diligence on your end and make sure
that we try. Right? That's right. We try to vet them pretty good.
Okay. And what is the name if somebody wants to search it on Facebook?
It's the Soft Furnishings and Upholstery Facebook group.
Perfect. Okay, good, good. Switching gears a little bit, tell me, what is your most profitable marketing channel right now?
It is outdoor decor. We're very innovative in that. We do our outdoor decor a lot different than most other people. So that is coming along really good. Second to that is, again, the high-end custom home furnishings. But this, like I said, it's a coastal community. Nobody stays inside if they can avoid it. We try to go outside. There's outdoor entertainment. There's just a lot of stuff like that. And, you know, you dock your boat right up by your home, and people will entertain out there. It's how Wow. We live here.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm curious about that you have two separate businesses for the inside and outside, I guess. What was the reason for that, or did that happen by accident? Or
I learned, and like I said, once I kind of got a hold of the marketing and how to get it going, and right now we're scaling the business. That is our challenge. It happened because I had to change. I had to train, and I'm a big believer in cross training, you know, employees, or what I call team members. So I had to get these up and going very efficiently. So I get them to focus on the outdoor decor part. The others were very good on the high-end custom side. Okay. So it's just training the employees and getting them very efficient in that. A book that I read was called The E-Myth Revisited. And that was just a big eye opener to me. And that's kind of how I train my employees. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic book. I mean, yeah.
It is.
Even though it's probably 20 something years since it came out, it's still very relevant.
It is really good. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What marketing efforts have you stopped using, maybe due to lack of performance?
That is the Yellow Pages. You know, anything related to the Yellow Pages, even online, you know, it's just very archaic there. I know people have different ideas of what, you know, even if direct mail works for me, you know, the best future customer I have is the previous customer I had. Yes. So I use direct mail for them. I do remember their birthdays, their anniversaries, their, you know, holidays. Basically, something comes to them every month, you know. Wow. To keep in touch with them, to let them know that I'm here, you know? So, but yeah, I would say mostly it's the, you know, it's the Yellow Pages.
Okay. Fantastic to stay top of mind for somebody who, you know, especially your past customers that maybe hired you 2 or 3 years ago and they get something in the mail or something from you, you know, it's an easy sale for you, I guess.
Yeah, you're correct. And actually it's a time saver. We don't have to go through that. You know, you get to know me, I get to know you face, you know,
Yeah. Totally makes sense. So, do you have any special initiatives to attract online reviews?
that I'm working on. You know, some of my clients have just done it when I haven't asked them, which I appreciate, you know, but I do know online reviews are very important, and I'm learning how to do that, to get people to sit down and focus and give you a review. Online, it's challenging. I will say this though, when I keep a book of it, I do send something through them through snail mail, you know, USPS, and I do ask them to rate us. You know, I give them a chart and everything, and I do want a review. Obviously, I want to give the best service I can. So I will actually send a review too by USPS, but yeah, I am learning how to get it online as well.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. That's for sure.
You're right. It's not.
Unless you want to make people mad, then it's pretty easy, right?
That's true. And unfortunately, that strong emotion does drive them.
Yeah. What about follow-up marketing? You kind of mentioned this a little bit already. What sort of follow-up are you doing after the sale or to your existing client base?
I do have an email list, and I send them newsletters, and I know people are bombarded with information. So I make it very relevant, and I only do it monthly. And you know, they want something fun and engaging. So you do have to write that as well. And a beautiful design picture. You just have to throw all that in. Excuse me. So I do use the email. And like I said, I always remember their birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, things like that. And so,
okay. Do you see any new services that are starting to become increasingly profitable?
For us, it's outdoor living. That's just what drives everything. You know, that I would say is a new service. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what would you say to the owner of a window treatment or awning business that's trying to take their company scale up, like you said, you're in the process of doing?
Oh gosh, there's a whole lot to that. It's learning how to market, and you know, I can remember spending hours on that and everything. I would say that, you know, just from hindsight, is always 20/20. It seems like it's slow to get there, but once it gets there very fast. And I would call in help right after that to take care of that. Be ready when the wave crashes.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Any additional nuggets of wisdom or insight you'd like to share?
Oh gosh, I guess there's a lot there, you know. Where would I begin? I would say, you know, analyze your website. Don't let your website get static. I know even ours, even after 2 years, it needs an overhaul right now. I would say learn as much as you can. You know, I read posts all the time where people say they watch TV. I'm not in the workroom as much as I used to be. I'm still in there an awful lot. I don't. I'm on Audible books. That is my time to learn, you know, marketing, to know how to work with somebody I want to market with. Learn as much as you can. And again, once you learn it, get ready to scale the business. And I would say also most importantly is our market is changing, you know, and you've got to learn, you know, they say that marketing is like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and we're like Ginger Rogers. We got to do what he's doing, but backwards. And, you know, I would say just embrace the changes in the market right now. They're here, and there's a way that everybody can have their niche market that they want, you know. But learn how, and there's enough room in there for us all to play together very nicely in the same sandbox, but we're going to have to embrace the changes in the market now. It is the way it is. If you want to not just survive, but thrive.
Yeah.
And I hate to see workrooms go under, you know, people, you have to always ask why am I doing a certain thing? I give a lot of time to the soft furnishings and upholstery workroom page there on Facebook. And the reason why I do that is because I'm very passionate about this industry. I want to see it grow. And there was a meme that I posted under the announcements, something for us to all center on and agree upon. And that's that a rising tide brings up all boats. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to learn how to market our industry, you know, And if we learn how to market our industry, and then we learn how to market our businesses, and we learn how to connect them all, then we're going to capture more of the market now, because we're no longer a secret division of the interior design industry, so to speak.
Yeah, I love that. So I'll put you on the spot a little bit. What book are you, currently listening / reading, or what has really kind of influenced your business in the last couple of years?
Oh, in the last couple of years, I would say the One Page Marketing Plan. I don't let my whole business plan go static. You know, I do look at the marketing quite a bit. I do go to the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, because even my community is changing a lot. We're enlarging our port. That means we're going to get more industry here, which is great. So I've got to stay ahead of that. So I do the One Page Marketing Plan. There's Story Brand Marketing is really, really good, you know. But again, I read it all from the perspective of there is no way I can do everything. And that's why I like the E-Myth Revisited, is that I think as business owners, we wear way too many hats and you can wear yourself down. I have.
Yeah.
And so I look at it from the perspective of I can learn and then I can communicate to the marketing person that I need better. You know, this is what I need, you know. So.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll toss one in there too. Work the System. I don't know if you've read that. It's by Sam Carpenter. Fantastic book that kind of goes along with the E-Myth, you know, putting your procedures in place and having these things where they're easy to implement, easy that if somebody just comes in that, you know, maybe doesn't even have any experience, you can still give them some sort of procedures and off they go, you know.
That's true. And boy, you have to do that. That's true.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much, Melissa, for being on today. You shared a ton of great information. Someone wants to get in touch with you, learn more about your business, where can they go?
They can go to RivieraDecorInc.com. There's my website. And right now I'm in the process of launching another one, and that's Riviera Outdoor Decor. So that should be up and going pretty soon. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's a lot of work. It's been in the making now a year and a half almost. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much again for being on. I really do appreciate your time today.
Okay. Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you everybody for listening along. If you like today's episode or any of the episodes that we've had, we'd love for a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon with another interview. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast, where window treatment and awning business owners and industry experts share marketing information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and get all of our show notes at WTMarketingPros.com/podcast.